There was a letter in the Irish Times on Monday written by Susan Walsh of Ballyshannon, and Susan said in her letter, "I'm writing to you to bring some attention to the case of adult literacy tutors nationally. We are a group of about 3,500 tutors who work in the further education sector of education and training boards. Although our working colleagues engage in similar work, they have much better terms and conditions. In fact, we are the only teaching staff in further education that do not have proper terms and conditions. We are laid off for 14 weeks every year." Well, Susan works as an adult literacy tutor in Sligo, as does her colleague Lorcan McNamee, and both of them are on the line now. Susan and Lorcan, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hi.
Thanks, Niall.
Susan, I'll start with you. Explain your circumstances at the moment. You're an adult literacy tutor, so what is the issue? Tell us.
Well, I'm an adult literacy tutor based in Sligo, so MSLETB Sligo. So the issue at the moment is that we work in the further education sector of the Education and Training Board, and we are the only people working in the further education sector that don't have proper terms and conditions. All our colleagues have proper terms and conditions in that they get paid for summer holidays, Easter holidays, Christmas holidays, and we don't get paid for that period of time. Basically, we're laid off for 14 weeks per year. And also, when we are laid off, for example, in the summer, when we come back in September, we have to work for 6 weeks, and then we don't get paid until the middle of October. So that causes a lot of hardship and stress for adult literacy tutors.
It's always been the case.
It's always been the case. It's been like this for the past 30 years.
Yeah. Right, okay. And is this the first year there's been a campaign as such to change it, or has it been an ongoing?
There have been a few campaigns over the years that have gained momentum for a while, and then they've lost momentum. But at the moment now, we have about 300 to 400 people who are involved, and we have members nationally, so our campaign is growing at the moment, and we have a lot of online presence as well. I think Lorcan knows more about the campaign than I do, actually.
Yeah, all right, exactly. Well, we'll talk to Lorcan. Lorcan McNamee, well, where is it at? The situation's been highlighted, Lorcan, and I know there are unions working on your behalf. So where are we at the moment in your campaign?
Yeah, well, I think a lot of tutors would say that the unions maybe haven't done all they could for tutors. We haven't really had as many results as we would like from what the unions have tried. There'll be many reasons for that. Myself and Susan are both involved in the union, so really, I think a lot of other tutors would be saying that they haven't done enough for us. And for that reason, we've set up our own national organisation, the Adult Education Teachers Organisation, the AETO. We have a website, you can Google us, and we have a Facebook page as well. And if anyone wants to get in contact, it's AETO2021@gmail.com. So we have set up a national organisation to represent tutors, to advise tutors, and to try and campaign on our behalf, because we are discriminated against in every single facet of our terms and conditions. And as Susan said, we have no option of a full-time contract. We're permanently part-time, even though we're doing important work at every level. We're representing, and we are teaching the most vulnerable people in our society. And we're actually organising the English classes for Ukrainian refugees at the moment, and we've done that. We were asked to do that, and we turned around within a couple of weeks. We had everything up and running for hundreds of refugees. So we're doing important work. We're not being recognised for it, and we've had to set up this national organisation to get some recognition and some support and to campaign on our behalf.
Right, okay. Well, it's an argument not only for yourselves as adult literacy tutors, but for teachers as well. The old chestnut, the perennial argument, why should you be paid for 14 weeks not doing any work at all?
Well, I mean, we're not really asking for that, or we're not asking for anything specific. We're asking for a full-time contract. That's all we have. That's all we're looking for. So what is probably going to be proposed to us, I mean, there are discussions going on at the moment, but there is going to be a full-time contract where we won't have teacher holidays. Now, that's another discussion. Mm. But we're not likely to be offered teacher holidays. But we don't even have the basics of a full-time contract. So we would be working, you know, just a normal year like anyone else, and yep. 30 days holidays or whatever it is. But so there is a contract being discussed, but it's likely to be actually worse than our terms and conditions now. So the discussions are also not involving any tutors, and no one has talked to tutors about this. So we're trying to make people aware that we're actually doing important work, and we shouldn't be discriminated against, and we shouldn't be given bargain basement terms and conditions that are well below teachers and well below the minimum, well below the average wage of the average industrial wage, which is what is likely to be offered to us.
Yeah, and just bringing just to expand that point, Susan, maybe I'll ask you about this. I mean, you said in your letter to the Irish Times this week that you feel your employer, i.e. the Department of Education, is taking advantage of you as adult literacy tutors.
Yeah, I said that that we teach the most marginalised in society, and yet we ourselves are marginalised by our employer. Yes, because we are not given the full-time contract. We have to sign on for 14 weeks a year. So in that case, we are being taken advantage of. And, you know, we have respect for our students, and we believe that we should gain respect as well as teachers, that we deserve that respect from our employer.
All right, okay.
If I could just add, Niall, very
sure,
quickly.
Okay, yeah.
People, I mean, I've been here for 8 years, Susan, or I've been here for 13 years, Susan.
Yeah.
13 years. I mean, most tutors have been working 15, 20 years in ETBs, and they've built the adult literacy service. Mm. They have put in service. This is a public service that we've been offering, and we've got no recognition and no decent paying conditions in all that time. We're also talking about qualified, experienced people with degrees, with teaching qualifications, some with masters. So we're not talking about just people you drag in from the street. We're talking about people who know what we're doing, and we've got experience and expertise that we're offering and we're doing an important public service.
Okay.
And in no way have we been recognised for that or given any kind of decent terms and conditions, and we're still waiting for that.
And I'm sure you would like it to be the case, and I'm sure it is the case, that you have support from those who you teach as well for your position.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, to be honest, we teach a lot of people we teach a lot of ESOL, which is English to foreigners. English is a foreign language. So again, they are absolutely the most marginalised in society, because many can't read and write in English because, again, they haven't grown up within the Irish education system. They struggle with finding employment because of that. And without our services, they are completely lost. And we're talking about, in Sligo, we're talking about hundreds and hundreds of people, maybe 1,000 people. We're talking about thousands of people all over the country who are lost without our services.